Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, companies complain they can't find skilled workers to fill scores of jobs, but those companies may be to blame. And between studies, the college student who launched a nonprofit to cut down on food waste and feed the hungry. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. The U.S. economy is in a peculiar phase in which millions of Americans remain out of work, even as employers report the most job openings in at least 16 years. Some companies are losing business because they can't find enough workers. This is affecting small business and big business. But Yahoo Finance writer Rick Newman says companies themselves may be to blame. Rick, what did you look at?
Well, we have this conundrum in the economy. We have almost 6 million jobs that employers can't fill, open jobs. And yet we still have, you know, many millions of people who say they can't find work, or they've just given up on looking for a job because they don't think there are any jobs out there. So I've been trying to figure out what is going on here. And one of the things I've discovered is that people are a lot more reluctant to move for a job than they have been in the past. And I've been asking people, why is that? And I think a very big part of the answer is that people just don't trust companies anymore. And they think that if they do something like move or make some kind of sacrifice for a job, their job security is going to be very poor. And a lot of people said, yeah, if I move for a job, I'm just going to end up laid off in 6 or 12 months. Mm. And then I will have gone through all the hassle and cost of moving with nothing to show for it. So people are not going where the work is, partly because they don't trust the companies that have the jobs open in the first place.
Mm. And what about pay? Is pay a factor here?
Well, this is another puzzling, because in, you know, what economics says is supposed to happen and what does often happen in practice is if companies can't find workers, well, they just pay more and, you know, pay will go up to the point that it balances out. Workers will finally say, sure, I'll take that offer. But that is not, I mean, that's happening, and we're seeing that in some anecdotal cases, but it doesn't seem to be happening quite as broadly or as much as you would expect given the labor shortages that people talk about. And again, I think this goes back to, in some places, there just are not people who can do the work. And what employers tell you is, I could double the pay here, but this is a, you know, I need skilled workers, people who can operate complex machinery, for example, manufacturing machinery. And I can double the pay and still not be able to find anybody who has those skills.
Yeah.
And apparently we're just not at the point yet where pay going up would be enough of an incentive for people who don't have the skills to go get them. And I think, again, that gets back to this question of trust and a sort of cynicism that has crept into the labor force, which is people think that if I invest in myself, companies are not going to invest in me in return. I mean, there's really a massive amount of distrust going both ways between employers and workers.
Mm. We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. His piece is called Labor Shortages, Blame Corporate America. I think I remember this as the economy started to recover from the recession, where there was this claim that there were skills shortages. And some had said that employers were making that up because they weren't ready to part with the money yet to hire new people.
Yeah, I think that it is absolutely true. There are skill shortages in some areas, in some sectors. I think this could possibly be overstated, because one thing that you hear a lot of workers complaining about is that companies list a very narrow set of skills they are supposedly looking for, and they're not willing to compromise. So they want that person to be, they want somebody with 15 years of experience, yeah, in four different technical fields to accept the pay of somebody with 3 years of experience. So I don't think we're at the pain point yet on the corporate side. I think employers are just finding ways to make do. But, you know, you hear President Trump, for example, say he wants to make the economy grow by 3% per year rather than the 2% rate we're at now. And this is one of the reasons that is so hard to accomplish, because this gets to labor productivity, which is very low in the United States right now. In fact, economists don't even know exactly why it is so low. But when I hear stories from business owners saying they are either giving up business or giving it to somebody else, or not going after business they would otherwise be going after for one reason, which is they don't have enough workers to get the job done.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance writer Rick Newman, who's based in New York. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. From the campuses, a young woman named Maria Rose Belding is a junior at American University who runs a nonprofit that helps cut down food waste in 48 states. Her organization, called Means Database, is a nonprofit communications platform for the likes of soup kitchens and homeless shelters, along with their donors. Means, which stands for Meeting Excess and Needs for Sustainability, works with these emergency food providers by sending them free emails and texts when a grocery store, a restaurant, a caterer, or some other food donor has what they need nearby. Basic example of how it works: a pantry that has an excess of food can list it as a donation on the Means site, and other area food pantries get notifications of this donation via email and text from Means. Those pantries can accept the donation or go pick it up. She says the organization has moved more than 200,000 pounds of food across the U.S., which is about 98% of the food posted in the database, and they do it all for free. That's nice work by that student, right? Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. And those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, I'd like to hear from you. If you're a small business owner, you can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.